It literally does not stop rolling here at the 2019 March edition of the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. Hollow9.com is on the scene. Dave the Clone right here with, as always, Whitney Benson.
Hello.
And in the chair right now, we have Mr. Craig Lloydgren, who is going to tell us all about what it's like to be married and miserable.
There you go.
You're going to be able to catch on Netflix, which our last guest had a hand in producing. So, good to see you, man.
Thank you, but it's actually on Amazon Prime.
Oh, man, I totally fucked that
no,
up.
No, you know what? I wish you would be right, because I tried to get on Netflix, but Netflix are like, who are you?
Oh, like, shit.
Who do you know? Nobody? Then you're not getting on Netflix.
So yeah.
I wanted Netflix.
There was a rather famous female comedian who made a big deal about Netflix being as picky as they are with their specials.
Extremely picky. Who was it? Oh, you can't say?
Well, I think she got Monique was famously like pissed off that they only offered her like $500,000 right after they offered Amy Schumer like $5 million.
Yeah,
and she went on like a national fucking campaign, like, can you believe this? I want everybody to boycott Netflix. And we're like, Stranger Things just came out, though.
Right. I can't, after I'm done with that.
Yeah.
And The Ranch is on, too.
Yeah, true. And you know what? And then they came out with this Love, Death, and Robots thing, and I'm just never leaving Netflix. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go. And then what's the last? Oh, The Umbrella Academy.
Yeah,
you watch that?
Yeah. We got a new podcast coming out about that starting next month.
Let me tell you, what a great, great show. I'm pissed that I found out about it on, like, day two.
Yeah.
And watched it in the first 2-3 days, and I'm like, now I have to wait, really? Like a year?
See, that's
couldn't
the whole
you have
thing.
Introduced this to me when it was already on for 6 months? And
yeah.
I don't have to wait that long?
Yeah, but the thing is, then while you're waiting, everybody else is posting about it on Facebook. Everybody else is kind of dropping the spoilers.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's hard to avoid. You got to just dive in. So we're here at New Jersey Horror Con. Are you pushing a show
I'm pushing a few things. Well, I know you spoke a little while ago to Mike Levy.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Fuzz Under the Lens Productions. I'm part of that team. I'm not a part of the production, but I was in the movie Abnormal Attraction with them.
Nice.
I played Purple Pete.
Nice.
I'm the one horn flying Purple Peeper Leader.
Purple Peeper Leader, oh
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Although in the budget, we didn't have enough money for me to fly, so I run around with moving my shoulders so my wings can fly.
Did you do a green screen, or is it just all pro?
No,
it's practical, right?
Yeah, old school, dude. It came out so good.
Nice.
They didn't have a great big budget, but
okay.
You think they would have had a lot more money than they did. Those guys are geniuses. They're masters at what they do. They know what they wanted, and they made a really good movie.
Cool. No, we're looking forward to checking it
abnormal
out.
I always sum it up like this: if you like 80s like comedy,
yeah.
You're gonna love it. It's a little bit horror, a lot of fantasy, and a whole lot of laughter.
Yeah.
It's like a no-brainer. Don't expect to walk away getting educated. But you want to just sit back and laugh and just watch some stupid shit for an hour and a half. You're gonna walk away saying, "Wow, this is great."
Yeah. And
if you're looking to better your intellect. I don't suggest it. Yeah, not the film.
Not the right movie.
Yeah.
But, like, I think with the way the world's been,
it came
the seriousness
great.
Lately, you need
I'm not
to,
mocking, boys. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying it's a funny no-brainer. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. And you need that break from the too much seriousness out there. You know what I mean? So
life has gotten way too serious about shit that we don't need to be serious about.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine people are going back and watching movies like Ace Ventura and going, can you fucking believe this came out? We're like, well, yeah, it was 25 goddamn years ago, and you idiots weren't this lunatic. So.
Right. Shit, you want to go further than that? Go back to Blazing Saddles.
Oh my God! And
a
so you
movie
know what?
That would never, ever, ever be made.
But
today.
Now, why isn't that one coming under fire the way Ace Ventura is? You know what I mean? Like, at least this is recent. I don't even know.
Well,
how.
Probably Ventura is probably more of the animal thing, right?
And the transgender thing too.
Oh, really?
That's
out.
What they're
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the Einhorn is a man. You know,
I'm a big fan of the show Drag Race. My son is gay. My son came out 2 years ago.
Oh wow!
And all my new like you won't see it on my special. I do a gay bit on that, and that gay bit is one of the reasons why he was afraid to come out.
Oh yeah, shit.
So,
wow.
But now that he came out, because I'm an asshole, but I'm honest
he
about it.
He says it with a smile, folks.
I'm, you know what? I am who I am. I love
him. That's great, man.
My most passionate shit I'm doing on stage right now is everything about my son coming out and my acceptance, immediate acceptance. I mean, my son, I love him.
Yeah.
I want him to just be happy.
Yeah.
And how much, like, now things have changed. Like, my favorite show on TV, I do a whole bit about it, is Drag Race.
Yeah.
And now here's, and I do like, you know, like we talk about it. They did the mail call talking about transgender. And here's gay men who are drag queens. they used to call the male call she-male.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And the transgender community got pissed at that.
Yes.
They're bringing nothing but positive light to this.
Right.
Don't get mad. It was funny that it's she-male.
Yeah.
So now it's just an expression. It's like, she already done gone had hers. That's right. So that's right. I fucking watch it, people. Don't think I don't.
You know. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh,
oh, man, that's
and
wait, awesome.
You come out and see me on stage, bro.
Yeah,
I sashay on the stage.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. I sing a little cover girl.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Put some bass in that walk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll throw out a little share out there too, man. I'll be turning back time. Oh, yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You, like, it became part of your life. But did you find, though, once that happened, once you came out, once you had more of a sort of sensitivity? Like, I guess it's more sensitivity because you would notice it.
Good
right?
word, because I'm never anti. I always say things like, I don't get into politics and stuff, but not everybody believes in everything. I'm conservative with some things, and I'm very liberal with other things. Mm. One thing I always fought for and stood for, same-sex marriage. Why not?
Yeah.
I made jokes about it 5-6 years ago. Let them, my special's Married and Miserable. I used to be like, let them be as miserable as the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, but as a joke, but why not? Love is love. Love doesn't come with a penis or a vagina. It comes with your heart.
Right.
So it doesn't matter who you love, what you love, or anything. It's love, man.
Yes.
And it's undeniable. And if you haven't, so many people don't actually have it, so enjoy it and embrace it. So I've always been very positive and pro that. But I am, and you'll see on my special, I make gay jokes, I make lesbian jokes, but I make black jokes, I make white jokes. I'm an animal. I pick on everybody equally.
Yeah.
And I get away with it because I do it with love. People never, I almost never offend people.
Yeah.
Which I because they know I'm very passionate about what I say and do. So with that, my son, just the one joke, I used to do a whole joke about when I grew up, gay meant happy. Like, we all grew up watching the Flintstones, right?
Yeah.
And I sing that on stage. It's in my special. And I sing, like, we'll have a gay old time, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think they were talking about Barney. He's sucking Fred's dick, okay? You know? And I do a whole thing, like, hey, Fred, look what I could do. And I deep throw the mic and shit.
Oh, shit.
I do a whole thing about it. I don't think Fred's trying to bang Dino in the ass. I'm like, Dino, you know, talking about, relax, people, you know.
Oh my God.
So I do shit like that. Now I'm doing the whole thing about when my son came, and everything I talk about is true. It's all personal shit that happened.
Yeah.
When my boy came out, he's a flight attendant.
Oh wow, okay.
And I used to be like, my son's a flight attendant, but he's not gay. I was wrong. And he was, and when I do it on stage now, I'm like, you know, my son, when he came out, there was warning signs, but me and my wife didn't see it. Other people seen it, but we didn't see it. And I obviously, you can see now, I have a very bad potty mouth.
It's not as bad as some, man. Trust me.
So I do the whole thing. I'm like, my son, he's in the driveway. He's leaving for work. He's in his uniform. He's like, Dad, I got to tell you something. I'm like, Bud, tell me, you're going to be late for work. I'm like, he's a flight attendant. I'm like, I told you there was warning signs, people. I didn't know. And he goes, Dad, I'm gay. I'm like, so what? Who cares? You're my son.
Yeah.
I love you with all my heart. I just want you to be happy and healthy. I don't give a shit. And he didn't actually think that I was going to. I immediately responded. And that's the way it's been. We're actually tighter and closer now.
Yeah.
But on stage, and this went down verbatim, I did not have to change one word. We're hugging, we're crying a little bit. He leans back and goes, Dad, can you just do me one favor? I go, what, bud? Anything. Ask. He goes, can you stop calling me a cocksucker? and on stage now, I'm like, oh my God, I've been calling him a cocksucker since he's 3 years old. Did I make this happen? Does the power of suggestion work? You know, and then I go into the whole thing about my daughter. What do they call her? You're a bitch, just like your mother. Oh my God,
oh,
you know?
No, that's
it really
hilarious.
Works. Had I known that the power of suggestion worked, I would have called myself Brad Pitt Big
there
Dick.
You go.
I would have been
oh my
walking
God.
Around there, just Brad Pitt's face with a big dick bouncing around, but nope, I didn't. I'm this little fat, chubby, bald guy standing here before you.
Who I swear to God, this is the funniest story about the weekend right now for like the way this came about, this interview with Craig. I literally thought he was somebody else. And when I showed him the picture of this guy I know, one of the guys who organizes LA Geek, I'm not going to name drop just in case it's embarrassing, but literally looks exactly like the programming director who I kind of bailed on at the last minute the last time around. So when I saw you last night at karaoke, I was like, oh shit, I think this guy hates me, hold on. And I kind of like tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, what's up? And we both had this sort of like, I kind of recognize you.
Right.
And then when you kind of didn't react the way I expected to, I was like,
it might not be him.
Either it's not him or he really is pissed at me.
Right.
And he didn't know how to handle me saying hi to him.
And
so then when I saw him this morning, I'm like, hey, dude, so what's going on? And then you hand handed me this card, and I'm like, no shit, you are not my right. friend.
And I said, like, oh yeah, you're not my friend either. And I took my card back.
I gotta show him this on the phone. I was like, dude, I was gonna even name you the dude.
So
that was like, all right, so you're a totally different person. You have a comedy special. I got a podcast network. Come over and talk to us later. This is what happens when you're on site at New Jersey Park.
So yeah, now we'll do like a Walking Dead thing from Morgan's point of view. Now I'm walking, and I'm about 6 or 7 rum and cokes in.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big drinker, and I may or may not have smoked some weed. I smoked a lot of weed. Who am I kidding? I was whacked. I was pretty drunk, and I'm having a good time. You know, last night was amazing.
Yeah.
For you guys that don't know, we were doing karaoke last night with Richard Grieco. If you don't know who that is, that's Booker. I mean, he's been in a lot of things, but that's Booker from my old school 21 Jump Street. And Denise Crosby, who is Lieutenant Yar, Tasha Yar.
That's what I say, Lieutenant Yar every time.
Star Trek Generations.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was in Pet Sematary. She's in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
She was Mary. She's the mother in Terminus. A lot of people don't realize it was her.
Arrive and Survive.
Yeah. You guys don't realize, like, these guys, they were singing, like, with us.
Yeah.
In a bar.
It was crazy.
I don't know about the rest of you, but that doesn't happen to me.
That doesn't happen.
Usually, when I'm in a bar singing karaoke, first of all, they break me at the instrumental because I don't sing well.
Yeah.
And they're all like, Craig, everybody, Craig.
And I'm like, this is only one verse, man.
Right. I'm like, if you don't want me to sign up for 6 more songs, you're going to let me finish this one. Right?
I gave you $5 with that stuff.
Right. So you come up to me like, hey, man. And I'm like, hey, man. And I'm like, wow, that dude looks familiar. And I think he thinks he knows me, or he does know me, and I can't fucking remember where I'm from. So I walked away saying, damn, and going through the Rolodex in my head, I'm trying to figure out where the fuck do I know you from? Did I just meet him here? Did I grow up with him? Is this one of my buddies that I just...
You know, my girl's with me, and she's like, who is that? I'm like, I think it's this guy who I bailed on at this other convention not too long ago. And then I turn and look, and he's kind of like doing the over-the-shoulder point, like, I don't know who the fuck that was. His friends. And I'm like, oh yeah, dude, he remembers me. He fucking hates me. That guy is pissed. I shouldn't have said hi.
And meanwhile, I'm just trying to scratch my back. I was like, I had an itch in that spot that
it
you can't reach,
like,
you know?
One of the most funny cases of mistaken identity. What, are you leaving? I don't... What?
Just to let everybody else know, he's talking to somebody else right now. Not me. I'm not leaving yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Come back in 5.
Don't worry. We got the show. Go ahead. Walk away.
She's like, no, I don't want to come back in 5. I want to do it now.
We'll do the show, girl. You go ahead.
I should tell you. No, I won't tell you. That shit totally ghosted me out in the March show last year. Literally a year ago. She's the one who ghosted me out after, like the version of the Saturday Night back at the old place. Like, it was totally on. She's like, we gotta have lunch tomorrow. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
And then
next morning, I shoot her a text, like, we still grabbing lunch? I don't know, I might be leaving early. And then when I ran into her, it was like as if she didn't even know who I was.
Is that why she was just walking and talking as she's running away from you just now? What did you do?
Was that
she
running
was like,
away?
Yeah, well, she was like, I want to do it now, but then, no, I don't want to wait 5 more minutes. And she's like...
But what were we even supposed to do? Like, I haven't seen this chick in a year. And then I ran into her in the hallway the other night. She was like, hey. And I'm like, yeah, you. And I just kept going.
Yeah, you bitch.
Yeah, like,
you ghosted
you.
Me.
Now, I just watched her walk between tables around the back of that thing and back over that way. I think she's trying to throw you off her trail.
I think so, too.
I'm just saying.
It's a trail I didn't want to follow, though, is what
so,
I was
you know what? Some,
yeah.
some
leave
things.
That, are, leave that trail alone.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
That went from,
yeah.
that went from ghost to evil spirit. That's what that is. You know? No one needs an evil spirit in their life, you know?
Yeah, right. And that's the thing that sucks. Man, when that happens, you're like, dude, the world makes no fucking sense. I'm just fucking gonna go burn this place to the ground.
Nice.
So, Animal Again. Attraction, your special on Amazon. Is there anything else you got that you want to push? Is there a website people
I mean,
should go
yeah,
to
my,
find
my website
out,
is my name. Everything's my name. Craig Lloydgren. It's Lloydgren. One word. I just break it down. So, you know, hyphenetically. Craig's only one. That's it. I got one clap for the first name, Craig. I got two for you. Uh-oh, we just turned the lights off in this fucking place. All right, someone clap again. All right, we're back on. No, honey, you're going to cause an epileptic seizure.
Seriously, two people just dropped in the middle of the lane here.
Right. You want to see somebody stroke out? Wow, that almost sounds like I'm masturbating.
Yeah.
Or fapping.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. Anything you want to drop about what people can expect from Married and Miserable?
It's enjoy it, man. Just go and enjoy it. It's on Amazon Prime streaming. If you're a Prime subscriber, it is free. If you're not a subscriber, $1.99, $2.99 to rent SD, HD. Don't be a cheap fuck. Rent the $2.99 one,
you
cheap bastard.
You need to see it in HD.
I sweat like I am an animal. I run around. I jump up and down. I sweat so much. You need to see the drips glistening off my nose. Come on, it's worth the extra buck.
It's why you go to the live show, man.
My website is Craig Lloydgren. Yeah, my dates are on the website. Come and see me. I'm hoping that this will actually catapult me into the next level of my career. I'm doing this almost 19 years.
Wow.
I I love what I do.
And we'll link this when this gets posted. We'll link everything.
Notes. Please. I will be the missing link. Like, you know, we meant to link everything, but we can't find that interview we did with that. What was his name? Craig? Ah, fuck it. Who cares? He looks like the guy that fucking ghosted, that I ghosted. Look, you ghosted that bitch, but you ghosted me, motherfucker. You ghosted my brother.
See, this is like how improv works.
And we're all delirious at this point.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm still running off of last night's juices. Actually, I have ADD, like OCD, HGTV, DIY. I come in high def and something. That's why I rent the HD one, man. I come in high def. But I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. So I hope you guys enjoy what I do. And I'm in Abnormal Attraction. I'm Purple Pete. Check that out on Amazon Prime as well. You got to pay for that one. Mine is free. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Please check out my special and hit me up. Give me a good rating if you like me. If you didn't like it, please don't rate it. All right? Don't be a prick.
Go. Seriously, right? Stop trying to perfect.
I have
people.
A one. Someone gave me a one the second day. I have like 11 or 12 sucks. Fives and,
then
and
they,
one
then
one.
They, then they fucked you with
and
the one.
And the one, I know it's a girl who don't like me.
Yeah.
And she can fuck off.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
but,
and I want you
know
to tell her.
That does, though?
Because the bitch called me sexist.
She dropped
bitch, you can fuck off.
I'm a lot of things, but I am not.
She dropped that one dropped that average fucking much.
I'm a 4.5.
That sucks, dude. That's
I have like
11
or 12 fives and one now, yeah, but man. I hope I get more. It's only been streaming less than 2 weeks, so.
Well, dude, you know, I think
don't
you gotta
be a cunt and give a
yes.
Word.
See you next Tuesday. When a girl says that, I'm allowed to say it too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like to say see you next Tuesday, see you next time, you know.
Yeah. I think, what's it called?
Same time, same place.
I think you're going to need to join us again sometime, man, and keep us apprised.
Oh, I thought you said
joint
us. I thought we were getting high. Let's go, baby.
All right, we don't talk about that on air, but that could happen too. But I'm just saying.
I was mistaken.
All I'm saying is I will be super disappointed if this is your last appearance on the Hollow Knight Network.
Bro, I'm having a good time, man. I'll come to your studio. I told you that already.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'm willing to drive 6.5 hours to do a free spot for 20 minutes. Why not?
Or we could do it over Skype and save you the drive.
Fuck that, dude. I need to be in studio.
Oh, that's right. We were just talking about it. It has to be in person.
I'm an in-person kind of guy. I do phone-ins all the time.
And it's rough.
And I have fun with them, but I can't hear half of what's going on in the studio.
If I'm
there, I can rip on everybody and have a good time. Nice. It's what I do. It's what I like to do.
All right, man. Well, we're doing this. We're going
to
make
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, man.
And I will do, great to meet you.
I have hand sanitizer. We'll do both.
I do, too. I'm a germaphobe.
All right, guys. And that's here. We're still on site at New Jersey.
You know, it's so funny. Like, she's like, I'm a germaphobe. We're all germaphobes, but we go down on our partners all the time, which is probably the most disgusting fucking thing.
Dude,
ever.
Are you kidding? It's the age of eating ass. It's totally fucking
crazy. Age of eating, I'm gonna be 50 years old. I've been eating ass since I'm 17.
Nice.
No, people admit it now is what I'm saying.
I admit it. See, I'm old school. I push the envelope. I've been admitting that shit for 20 fucking years. I don't care.
Welcome to the Ass Eaters Club.
There you go. Well, it's so close. It's almost like kissing the next door neighbor. You know, it's right there. There's that little velvet rope.
You might as well.
That's what I call paint the velvet. Yeah.
It's like, wait, so on this side it's $50 to get in, and on this side it's only $20 to get in? Okay.
Right.
But if you kiss it really well, you can get in for free.
That's right. That's right. I have an epileptic seizure on that motherfucker.
Wow, this one totally went in a different direction than we thought.
And you are welcome.
That's it.
Yes.
That's my job.
All right, man.
Thank you again for having me, guys.
Keeping it real locked in on the Hollow Knight Network, hollow9.com. Listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.
He's up against the wall, standing up against the wall over there, the chain's hanging, and he's eating, like really eating through his mask.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has to take little bites and go, And I'm watching him like, holy shit, I need to tape this right now because he really looks like a fucking zombie.
Yeah.
He has no clue that he's just eating his lunch.
Yeah, right? Like he's eating actual.
He totally looked, because he can only take little bites getting through the, yeah. He totally looked like a zombie. That's fucking chewing on like a finger.
This is a normal thing for me. Yeah, it's a normal day.
He comes like this all the time. He has a couple different versions of this. This guy, Dave Nagy over here, he is a prosthetics genius and makeup attorney. You can grab that set of headphones if you want.
Yeah, I got so much shit in my pockets.
Yeah.
Look, stacks of me.
Yeah.
I just got me everywhere.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's because nobody else wants me, so I have to carry a lot of
yourself.
We'll do pictures after.
Oh, good, yeah, I need
pictures. Yeah, we like need pictures. To do pictures. Heather, when we're done, we need to do pictures.
Oh, come on, Heather. I thought we were friends. I let you in on my crystal meth experience.
Oh, wait, I need some. Can you hand me a pack?
There's some blue over there.
Oh, is that candy? Do you call it meth? Is it really called, like, you can, I didn't, is it real candy, though?
It's
Oh, that's
no, it's some meth.
It's blue raspberry.
But listen, I told him, I said, I did meth for a little over a year in the 80s, and although it had a blue tinge, it was not blue.
This is what they used on set for Breaking Bad. Used for the meth on Breaking Bad.
Because it's not, I mean, they might have made it blue now with household products.
Yeah, well, now
I was
from
in
the show.
87 and 90, I don't talk about it a lot, but I do talk about it sometimes. And I was in California, stationed in California.
Yeah.
Half my ship, man. We
wow.
were all high.
Wow.
And it wasn't, oh, here, look, I should put these on.
Yeah.
I have issues, I can't do both ears.
Okay, yeah,
I'm really loud and they talk really fast.
It's all good, dude.
So
I got you,
like, oh my
whatever
God.
Works.
Whatever works for you.
All right.
That's how it goes around here at the Hollow Nine Network. All right. So, I'm sorry, let me just make sure.
Okay, what is your name?
Whitney.
Hi, Whitney, I'm Craig.
Nice to meet
How
you.
How are you?
And I'm Dave.
Dave, Craig, just do that again. That's Heather.
Yes,
Craig, and it's Lloyd Green or Lloyd Gren?
Lloyd Gren.
Lloyd
Gren.
Yeah, all right.
I'm a model for gorgeous.
And you are gorgeous. So there you go.
Thank you.
And she's a podcaster for Hollow Nine.
Nice.
So it's a crossover.
There you go. And I'm just
I'm just a guy with a Netflix special.
I'm trying.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Try.
I got blue fingers.
All right.
Blue fingers.
Well, that's a better color than other colors. Yeah. I got brown fingers. I don't want to know.
Or red.
Hey, don't knock on the red.
Either way, it's just because you're itchy. It's an irritation. Monistat 7 is all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Or Preparation H, depending on what color
Dear
your fingers are.
Lord. On that note, we're gonna go 3, 2, 1.